AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Another horrible video from Islamic State militants. It purports to show a mass beheading of Egyptian Christians. AP correspondent Ashraf Khalil reports the incident was reported to have happened in Libya.
The video ends after the beheadings with the same militant pointing his knife towards the ocean and saying, "We will conquer Rome by Allah's permission."
The hostages, all laborers, rounded up from the city of Sirte in December and January. It was not clear from the video whether all 21 hostages were killed. It was one of the first such beheading videos from an Islamic State group affiliate to come from outside the group's core territory in Syria and Iraq. Another weekend, another major snowstorm. The latest system to sweep the Northeast brought another foot to Boston on top of 6 feet that's fallen over the last month. That's the sound of wind and high waves splashing in Scituate, Massachusetts. Back in Boston, Mayor Marty Walsh has been urging people to stay inside.
We're talking whiteout conditions in a lot of areas, which means that the people in cars that are driving, emergency vehicles, plows, they can't see you. So if you're out on the street, they can't see you. And so it's important for you to stay in your home.
Forecasters say New Englanders won't be the only one with the winter blues. A snowstorm could bring 6 to 9 inches to parts of Arkansas, Missouri, and Tennessee. Freezing rain is forecast for northern Mississippi. 2 to 4 inches of snow and sleet possible in north Georgia. Police in Northern California say a man attempting an armed carjacking bailed when he couldn't drive a stick shift.
The carjacker in this case, at gunpoint, told the car owner to drive to an undisclosed location, then told the driver to get out. The carjacker tried to drive off in the car himself, but apparently didn't know how to manage a manual transition and ended up just running from the car.
The AP's Scott Smith. This is AP Radio News. Louis Jourdan has died.
Gigi, am I a fool without a mind? Or have I merely been too blind to realize?
He was the dashingly handsome Frenchman who starred in Gigi, Can-Can, Three Coins in the Fountain, and other American movies. Jourdan died Saturday at his home in Beverly Hills. He was 93. At the movies this weekend, no surprise as to which is number one.
The heat from 50 Shades of Grey could be from counting all the money. It's on track to bring in more than $90 million over the four-day holiday weekend. It's even playing well in small towns.
That's AP correspondent Jamie Fryer. Conan O'Brien is spending his President's Day weekend in Cuba, taping segments for an episode of his TNT talk show to air next month. The neighbor says O'Brien is taking advantage of President Obama's efforts to improve relations with the island country. His show on Cuba will air on March 4th. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.